James Johnson here. In this video, I'm going to be teaching you how you could find multifamily property sales comps. And finding sales comp information is important for three primary reasons. First, while you're doing your due diligence and your research, having the sales comps is obviously information that you want to know. It's going to help you determine what that per unit cost is, what the market cap rate is, and it's just obviously information that you want to have while you're doing due diligence. The second reason why sales comps are very important is for when you go in to negotiate with a seller. And as Rod says, one of the keys to a successful negotiation is preparation. So you don't want to find yourself, you know, in the middle of a conversation with a seller and you don't know how much comparable properties are selling for. The seller may not even know how much they're selling for. So you definitely, before entering a negotiation, you want to have this information, and you want to be able, for your own use and also telling the seller, you know, properties in the area are similar, comparable properties are selling for XYZ amount. And you want to be able to show him or her all that information and be prepared for that negotiation. And then the third reason why sales comps are very important is if you're preparing an investment prospectus for your potential investors, one of the sections in that prospectus is sales comps. So you're going to clearly need to find that information somewhere to populate that section. So I'm going to show you how you could find the sales comps, you know, for your due diligence and your research, for your negotiations with sellers, and also for that investment prospectus. So the easiest way, and by far the best way to get sales comps, are you can get them directly through the property appraiser. Almost every county's property appraiser will have this feature, so, you know, it's pretty much, you know, a nationwide thing that you can do. So I figured for this example, we are going to assume that you're looking at a 5-9 unit commercial multifamily property, and you want to find sales comps for similar properties in the area. So we'll use Sarasota County as the example. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to go to the search drop-down and then go to advanced search. And then we're going to need to go over to quick search because we want to view the list for the different property use codes. Because unless you have this memorized, you're going to need to get that use code. We're going to go over to M for multifamily. And as I said, we'll do a 5-9 unit property. So we're going to get that code of 0890 and then go back into the search. You're going to then want to enter that or copy and paste that into the property use bar. Click on the property type. And now that part is done. Next, we want to put in that sale date range. We want to see what these properties have sold for in approximately the last year. So we'll just do from the first January 1st of 2016 up until we will do yesterday, March 23rd of 2017. So that's all you need for pretty much any property appraiser, any county site. You just need that property use code and then the sale date range. Then once you have that, you could search. Now we're able to see that there was 17 properties in the past approximately 15 months that were 5-9 units and sold in Sarasota County. So we're able to see that this property, for instance, sold January 20th of 2017 for $625,000. You're then able to click on that and pretty much get any information that you'd want about it. We could see that this is a 9-unit property. We can see who the owner is now, who the seller was. We can see past sales, the current value, so on and so forth. So you're able to see this 9-unit building sold for $625,000. You can then pull this up on the map and compare it to your subject property, see how far it was or how close it was. Then you can keep on going. We can see here's another one that sold for $1.4 million. This one looks like it's a resort, so most likely on the beach, but you could still get the information on that property. It is waterfront, it does say that here. Then you could see here's another property, 5-9 unit, that sold last year, almost exactly a year ago, for $470,000. You can then dig into this, we could see this is a 6-unit property. And then you can keep on going through this. Here's one that sold December 6th of 2016, 8-unit property. You can find all the information about that sale on here as well. So you could see you could quickly find how much your subject property range of 5-9 units are selling for in the county. And there's 17 properties that sold in the past 15 months. You can go all the way through. Here's another one that sold February 29th of 2016 for $575,000, and that is an 8-unit. So then you're able to utilize this information for your due diligence. You're able to prepare for your negotiation and be able to tell the seller that look at what other properties are selling for, comparable other 5-9 unit properties in the area. And then you're also able to pull this information and utilize it in your investment prospectus when you're preparing that for investors. So you can go all the way through here and continue on doing this. And it's as simple as that. And if you were doing another, just say if you have a 9-unit property, maybe you want to, pull up some other 10, 11, 12 units. It's as simple as just going back into the quick search, viewing the list. Then we'll go back into multifamily, find the 10 to 19 units, that next size range up, get the code, back into the search, pull that in there, and do the same exact thing. January 1st of last year, up until yesterday, search that. And we're able to see that there was 7 properties that were in between 10 to 19 units that sold within the past 15 months. We're able to see this one, January 1st of 2016 for $1.3 million. And this is an 11 unit. So this would be a good example if you were doing your research on a 9-unit property. And then you can continue to go through another one for $775,000 in November, 10 unit. So these both would be perfect for comparing because you have a 9-unit, and then there's a 10, and then there's an 11-unit. So finding very accurate, great information on sales comps is as easy as that. And like I said, you could use this for your due diligence, preparing for negotiations, and then for your investment prospectus. So that's it for this video. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you on the next one.